That piece that can't be read just now about Navarro Bowman getting released from the San Francisco 49ers.
Hey, Vic Fangio's always loved him.
Linebackers are dead on this team inside-wise. Inside linebackers are all hurt or suspended. Danny's going to come back. Danny Trevathan's going to come back after his one-game suspension. I wouldn't mind giving it a flyer. You know, Navarro Bowman trying to get paid next year. You know, throw one of those veterans in your locker room.
I don't know if he can run anymore, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Can't hurt.
Timu had like the best half of football he's ever played, and then
if you noticed, Minnesota never tried to make him run with anybody.
Was in coverage, right, with Kyle Rudolph,
right, and they allowed Timu to do what he does, which is come downhill,
blow up
just
gaps,
right, come mm-hmm. into a gap hard, and they never made him flip his hips.
Yeah,
which is if I see him out there as a coordinator, I'm running wheel routes all day.
You're isolating him if they're in man and making sure that he's running with a faster person.
John's in Kenosha. He's on the score.
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Question. So last year we got through the Dodgers and we got through Cleveland and basically, you know, some timely hitting, but also we ran into some pitching staffs that were tired and worn out. Got through and won a championship and everyone celebrated. I'm a little worried about the Cubs this year with their pitching staff and their starters being a little worn out. I mean, that was a long 5-game series. Just a thought, and wanted your opinion on it. What happens if you throw Lackey out there against Kershaw? I mean, both Lester and Q have proven they can come out of the pen later after a start. You know, worried about the Cubs being a little bit drained going into a 7-game series.
They're not as good as the Dodgers this year. That's the other aspect. It's not just about them being drained. The Dodgers are a better team.
Hell of a squad.
That's why they're a fairly heavy favorite.
So do you want whoever starts game one to be ready to come back for game five or six?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think about, too. You know, but you know,
I think you go Q. I think you give Jose Quintana the ball, and if there's any effects from his 12-pitch outing, then you go Lackey.
You can make a case for a well-rested Lackey. Because he's had all this time off, and when he has had, when he's been able to get his strength up.
He had a good start against the Dodgers and a bad start against the Dodgers in the regular season.